There's a slight chill in the air, a reminder that Artwalk St. Albert's final show of the summer takes place on Thursday, September 7th. Despite the lower temperatures, the region's visual artists are still enthusiastic about the works they produce, ranging from beautiful vistas to powerful social-political statements. The Stroll's six participating venues are Art Gallery of St. Albert, Bookstore on Perron Street, Albert Public Library, Musée Heritage Museum, Vesa Gallery, and Big Lake Artist Studio hosted at St. Albert Curling Club. Artwalk runs from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Art Gallery of St. Albert, 19 Perron Street. The gallery features two powerful exhibits. In the main gallery, Pakistani-Canadian visual artist Riaz Mahmood has created Remember, Resist, Relive, a powerful social-political statement dealing with the murder of 134 school students and 15 staff members in a revenge terrorist attack. And on the Staircase Art Gallery, Korean artist Eunju Park presents Hanji, a series of collages made from colorful strips of Hanji, mulberry paper. Penned on the collages are messages of hope and joy. Big Lake Artist Studio at St. Albert Curling Club, 3 Tash Street. St. Albert Curling Club will once again host members of Big Lake Artist Studio, Carol Pilepau, Sandy Dewar and Pearl Durr. Pilepau's mixed media paintings often reflect her love of travel and how she views the country she has visited. Dewar works in multiple visual arts mediums, and her favorite subject is wildlife. On the other hand, Durr leans towards organic themes and is inspired by her travels and the beauty of nature she enjoyed while living in Vancouver. Bookstore on Perron, 7 Perron Street. The revered bookstore showcases three of St. Albert's most popular visual artists, Barbara Mitchell, Frances Pelletier and Katerina Young. Mitchell's vibrant paintings are created from acrylics, encaustics, collages and found objects that tell a story or convey a mood or leave an impression. Currently living in Sturgeon County on a farm, Pelletier is influenced by multiple experiences and focuses on realistic paintings of her surroundings. Meanwhile, Young, who was born in Ukraine, creates large abstract canvases painted in acrylic and inspired by geodes and minerals. St. Albert Place Lobby, St. Ann Street, St. Albert Paper Guild will set up tables in the rotunda. Visitors can look forward to demonstrations, sales of artwork and artist interactions. St. Albert Public Library, St. Albert Place. Kathy Friesen's love of florals and her neighborhood is this month's acrylic inspiration. Musée Heritage Museum, St. Albert Place. Tracy Lynn Propp, an award-winning acrylic artist, uses her brushstrokes to capture the beauty and emotions of life with bright, colorful hues. Vesa Gallery, 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue. Vesa closes the Artwalk season with Karen Blanchett, a visual artist who has developed a one-of-a-kind neo-mosaic style.